Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Mark chapter 9, verse 24, and think on the subject, Can Jesus help? That's Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Let me read what the verse says. The Bible said, And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Well, what's this story all about, and what does that have to do with the subject, Can Jesus really help? Let's begin our reading back up in verse 14 of the book of Mark chapter 9. The Bible said, And when he had came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question you with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him unto him. That is, they brought the child unto Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And so this brings us down to our text. Can Jesus help? Look what the Bible says here in verse 24. And or verse 23, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Here we find that a man brought his child to Jesus. And here this father had watched his child for years and years, as this child was doing many, many things in an attempt to destroy himself. This man could find no help anywhere that he went, or anybody that he took the child to could not help the father, could not help the child. And the father now is desperate. He has no place else to turn. Listen, parents. There may be some listening today that have watched your children get farther and farther away from what they really ought to be. It may be this morning that you are one of these people that has lived their lives and you have gotten further and further and further away from where you know you ought to be. Perhaps this morning there's someone listening that's in jail. We have listeners from all over. Listen, this morning, can Jesus help you. You may have been one of those that have tried a lot of things. You may have been to psychologists, counselors. You may have been to psychiatrists. But let me ask you, have you really been to Jesus Christ? Have you really been to the one that knows the answers? Are you now desperate enough that you're going to come to Jesus and to Jesus alone with your troubles, with your problems, and with your cares? There may be this morning a parent that's listening that is desperately seeking help for their child. Perhaps you have for years watched your child get more and more involved in illicit sexual behavior. Maybe you've seen your child more and more, and you don't want to admit it to yourself, but you know that your child, the one you love, your child, is involved in drugs. And you've watched them slowly progress as drugs get more and more a hold of them, and you simply don't know what to do anymore. Perhaps your child has been involved in alcohol, tobacco, and you've seen your child's rebellion grow against you. You've seen the hate in your child grow as he distances himself from you and from family members, from anybody that can help. And perhaps you've already tried a lot of avenues. Perhaps you've already taken him to places that say they can help, and there's been no help. But let me ask you, have you been to Jesus Christ? I'm not talking about in the way that you just casually prayed, but I'm talking about as this man has brought his child to Jesus Christ, and there's no place else to go. This is what I'm talking about. Can Jesus really help you? Notice this, that the disciples could not help. I want to say to you that there's times that men of God cannot help because you yourself have not really gone to Jesus Christ. You are asking religion to help you. You are asking men of God to help you without you going to Jesus individually, by yourself, trusting only Jesus. It may have been that you are trusting a lot of things that you can do or you think you can do. But let me tell you, have you finally given up? Have you come to the place that you know that only Jesus can be a help to you? I want you to notice this, that there's help in Jesus. Here this man had brought his child to the disciples, and the disciples could not help. And we find that other religions had gathered themselves around, and they say, oh, you're wrong, and they began to bicker among themselves, but the child is still without any help. Listen, you need to go directly to the Master, and I want you to see that Jesus Christ can help, and Jesus Christ is desiring that you bring your child to Jesus. Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice here in verse 19 that Jesus said, he called him a faithless generation. And he said, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? But notice what Jesus said. Jesus said, listen folks, Jesus said, bring him to me. And I say unto you that are parents, that are watching your children get more and more involved in sin and wickedness and the hellishness of this world, bring that child to Jesus. Bring him. I say unto you that are involved in drugs and wickedness and sin, and perhaps you're in jail and you're listening. Listen, come to Jesus. You come honestly to Jesus. You don't hold anything back. You have no place else to go. And Jesus can give you help. Look in verse 20. Here, as soon as they brought this child to Jesus, the spirit that was within this child, the evil spirit that was there, tore the boy, and he fell to the ground. And there he was wallowing on the ground, and he was foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the dad, how long has this been going on? And dad said, since he was a child. It's been a long time. Listen, it may have been a long, long time since the devil has got a hold of you, and since you have given over to the desires of Satan in your life. And you may have done a lot of things that's wrong. You may have wrecked your health. You may have blown your mind with drugs. But listen, Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me. Jesus said, bring him, and there's help, and there's hope. Notice in verse 22, here's what the dad said. said oftentimes the boy is cast into the fire, and sometimes he's into the waters, and the purpose of all of that is to destroy. Why in the world do you think that teenage suicides are so high today? It's because people have not come to Jesus. It's because that people are involved and influenced by the evil spirits and the wickedness in this world. And sometimes people say, oh, you know, teens, they've got to sow those wild oats. Listen, that's hogwash from hell. Teens don't have to sow wild oats. Adults don't either. There is a destruction in this world that Satan desires to destroy. But God giveth life. And God giveth hope. And Jesus said, bring the boy to me. There in verse 19. And Matthew 12, Jesus says, come unto me. In John, Jesus talked to the Pharisees and he said, you would not come to me that you would have life. Listen, folks, Jesus is the answer. He's the answer. He's the answer to people's calamities today. And he's the help that people need. And now in verse 22, and Jesus had received the information concerning the child, and how that from a child the boy had just tried to destroy himself. And the dad says to Jesus, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And I want you to listen carefully to what the dad said. I won't read it to you again. But I want you to listen to what the dad said to Jesus. Listen to what he said. The dad said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Why did the dad say if? Listen, everything else had failed. Everything else had gone by the wayside. And here's what Jesus said in verse 23. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And what a truth it is. Everything else might have failed, but listen, Jesus Christ never fails. Jesus Christ never fails. And he will answer and he will bless and he will help when there is no hope. Because Jesus is hope. Notice in verse 24. And straightway, the Bible says straightway, immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And oh, how we stand today in need of the faith that only Jesus can give to us, to believe and to trust, and to turn our cares and troubles over to him, that he might be able to give victory. Listen, folks, the victory is not in what I do. The victory is in what Jesus has done. The victory is not in what I do physically, but the victory is in the power of God working in us. Know that that's so. What can happen? Look what it says. Look what the Bible said in verse 23. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many things are possible? I'll let the Bible answer that question. Verse 23. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you believe? Do you believe? Can you trust Jesus? If you're lost, you can trust him. Jesus can save you. If today, if you're in trouble, Jesus is the answer. You come to him and you cast everybody your cares on him and trust Jesus and let him do what he needs to do. The demon was cast out of this young boy and he received the victory because of Jesus Christ. We see that our time has gone away from us again this morning. Take this opportunity to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and I pray that you'll see that Jesus is surely the answer. He can help. Thank you now for listening.